Welcome back to another episode of Talking with TJ, show 11, 12, 13, 14, I don't really know, I lost track, but I'm joined by one of my long-time enemies, Nick Ballore.
TJ, don't do that. Thanks for having me on this show. I'm glad your people got in touch with my people and were able to make it work.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I play football
sometimes. Yep, we're aware of that. You're actually like the first two-way player since Refrigerator Perry.
Really?
You know who that was?
Yeah, back in the day, the old Bears days.
Scored a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm trying to just score as many touchdowns as I can. Ebron gets mad at me every time I catch the ball and he doesn't, so I'm trying to just take receptions from him. That's basically my goal on offense.
How did you celebrate your first career touchdown?
I blacked out, to be honest with you. Scored. I was just glad I caught the ball. I was glad I was already in the end zone. And I should have had something planned, obviously. I have no time with you guys on offense, so I couldn't choreograph anything. I obviously can't dance. So I could do the typical spike, but I think that was the obvious move. So I did the fake spike, I think is what I did, and then I ran back. But again, kind of messed that one up because I didn't hear a whole lot of congrats about the touchdown. It was the lack of celebration that people were very disappointed in. My dad even said, I'm not mad. I'm just a little disappointed in what you did when you got in the end zone there.
Was it like slow-mo when the ball was in the air?
Yeah, I mean, I was freaking out.
Don't drop it.
Yeah, you say, I like to have negative self-talk when I'm playing, so it's like, don't drop it. You're going to drop it. Don't drop it. My wife actually said, like, I told her I might get a pass play. She goes, just don't drop the ball. I go, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's confidence builder.
Yeah. So the, you know.
Low expectations.
That's my rock. She.
And you could jump on top of them, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. I love it. Who throws a better ball, Stafford or Tim Tebow? Your first career reception was from Tim Tebow, right?
Tim's was my first, so there's always a special place in my heart.
I figured.
But Maddie put one right on the numbers for me, so.
Yeah. You got in the end zone, too.
Yeah, so. Staff definitely does.
Staff, okay. You made some pretty weird decisions in your life, I'd say, but was it true you chose Central Michigan over Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's
not. And if so, is it your biggest regret you've ever made?
No, of course not. We won championships, as you are well aware.
You won the MAC championship. You could have won a Big Ten championship.
Championships, yeah. Were you able to go watch those games? They were at Ford Field, so did you guys go as a team?
I was 3-1 personally against Central Michigan. So,
do you remember you
were around maybe a little bit better cast of players? But
yes,
for those four games, I think 75% winning.
When we played at Eastern, you put me on my back one time, and it's like one of those things. He remembers, but he never really says anything. He just kind of like. I can tell when I look him in the eye, he thinks he.
No, you don't. It's like when you grow up. And you're not really proud of beating on your little brothers when you were younger.
Yeah.
You know, just everybody knows what happened.
So I'm like the little brother. Yeah.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it.
That's
I remember.
My thought process,
yeah. I still have nightmares about it.
We're getting close to the holiday season.
Yeah.
Do you got a favorite credit? I don't know why I'm laughing.
This better be a funny question.
You just got like super excited about Christmas. All right, what's your favorite Christmas movie? You can't say Die Hard because that's not a Christmas movie. Age old debate.
Yeah, definitely not.
Sorry, it's not.
Probably Christmas Vacation, the Griswolds.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you.
But
Christmas Story is pretty good, but.
Yeah, but that gets.
Like, after you watch it like two times, it's like, okay, I can't wait to.
Yeah, if you turn on TBS, that's.
Yeah, like
Christmas
just
story.
Turn on like Law and Order again or something, you know. A little trivia. That's how we finish the show.
Okay.
I know you're a big fan, so you obviously know this. We're going to do something different. So on this date, what major event happened on this date in 1941?
Pearl Harbor.
Nice. What about on this date in 2001? Also involves an ocean.
Jeez, these are pretty serious questions. I don't know, my friend.
Take a guess.
I'm lost.
the remake of Ocean 11 came out in theaters.
Is this a normal questions? We got like a somber one and then a random movie that has multiple parts.
The mood back
on. Yeah, I was...
What about, all right, last one. 1989.
December 7th?
Yes.
1989?
Yep.
Give me a category.
That was like your birth year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
This one's completely random.
I was 7 months old, so the Berlin Wall went down.
No. Sugar Ray Leonard fights Roberto Duran for the third and final time.
I can't even get a category. It's just like...
Dude, I told on this date.
Have you ever seen the people that can, like, they know exactly what happened on every date? Like, you
yeah.
That was a Tuesday, right? December 7th.
They don't have a lot going on, I don't think.
Yeah.
Neither do we. The most important one. That's about all I got, man. Thanks. We learned a lot about you.
Did we?
I think, well, not really, but
that's
we learned that.
Good.
Thanks for joining the show. Later in the year, man, I'm running out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, so. No, I could definitely tell.
Being a good sport.
I wish you guys had a makeup department and get this cleaned up a little bit.
And you also took the no shoes.
I got really nice feet, though.
No,
I got to be honest. Someone asked me yesterday what I want to do after football. I think I could be a foot model. Like, these are really nice athletic feet. I mean, I don't know if you guys can even.
Can we zoom in on those?
Yeah, I don't think those are model.
Look at these things. Feet, to be honest with you.
Nice feet, man. Nice feet. Well, no shoes, stay grounded.
Definitely the most casually dressed guy on the show.
Thank
so
you,
far,
still kind of
so
sweaty.
Setting a new standard for us.
Yeah.
But we'll be back next week, and I'll see you in like 5 minutes, man.
Yeah, I'll see you. Cool. I'll see you over there.
See you guys. Say bye.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was fun.